Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're speaking today with Kathy Scorby, Legal Administrator at Houghton & Williams, LLP. At this year's annual conference in National Harbor, she will discuss the session, Does Your Disaster Plan Need a Makeover? She is speaking with us today about developing a disaster plan. Welcome and thank you for discussing this important topic with us, Kathy. My first question, please explain why a law firm would need a disaster plan.
Well, those of us who are ALA members are in the business of managing our law firms. Our lawyers are in the business of providing services to our clients. So imagine, if you will, if we came into work one morning and our building had been destroyed by a tornado or a fire or an earthquake or a flood, or if there was a severe power outage due to a storm and our lawyers were not able to work for a significant period of time. If one of those scenarios were to happen, unless the law firm had a disaster plan in place, our lawyers would not be able to provide services to their clients, and ultimately, those clients would go seek other law firms out to help them with their needs. Having a disaster plan in place is all about mitigation of risk and business continuity.
What recommendations would you provide to a law firm who wants to begin developing a disaster plan?
Well, there are many things that a law firm needs to think about and consider when developing a plan. But as to some of the key steps that law firms should think about, first, from a life safety perspective and an emergency response perspective, make sure that there are steps in place to deal with an emergency during working hours to protect the life and safety of all lawyers and staff. Second, make sure that there's a disaster recovery plan in place for your technology. That's key to a law firm. Third, make sure that the firm has a written plan in place and a good crisis communication system in place to be able to communicate with our lawyers, staff, and clients, and even media. Fourth, make sure that the firm has an alternate workplace to consider if their space or if their building becomes uninhabitable for any reason. Fifth, make sure that the firm has the proper insurance coverage as needed for any type of business interruption. And I guess sixth and last, the firm needs to conduct annual business impact assessments to ensure that they have the necessary resources and procedures in place in their firm in the event of a disaster. And as I will talk about in my session, it is critical for law firms to continually test their disaster preparedness plans.
Is there anything else you would like to add about your upcoming session?
Just that I hope ALA members will come and participate in my session. I plan to have it be interactive. People will learn a lot. And most of all, it will make people think about the preparedness level of their own firms.
Great. This concludes our discussion today. I appreciate your time and look forward to learning much more about disaster planning. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.